Live at ATIA 2010, this is Michael Loff, and I caught up with Joe from a company ASL, which stands for what, sir?
Adaptive Switch Labs.
Okay, now you were talking about making a variety of different switches, including even for gaming devices, but I've seen that's not your main core business. But what do you do here as far as switches?
Our main deal is powered electronic switches for powered chairs, but we also use them for assistive technology and, you know, for gaming. Proximity sensors, fiber optic sensors, switches of that sort.
Interesting. So let's first start with the power chair market, because a lot of people are intrigued with that. So these are retrofitted after the fact, or I'm trying to understand.
It's an alternative drive control. Somebody that's not able to use a standard joystick has head control or finger control. We could operate a power chair that way.
Oh, I see. So you can retrofit it then to meet their needs.
Definitely.
Without them having to go out and pay a lot more for a proprietary, very special chair to accomplish that.
Right.
Now, so how big is the gaming arena? What are you doing there?
There's not a whole lot, offered. So what I've actually done is I've done a Switch ports on a PlayStation 2 control. I don't have a PlayStation 3 yet, so I hadn't cracked one open yet, but... Basically, what we do is we just put the mono switch ports on the PlayStation joystick to where we could do, the up, down, left, right, X, square, triangle, circle using a pneumatic switch or a micro light switch, fiber optic, proximity to operate the PlayStation control.
Okay, So that circumvents where you have the multiple commands, the AB commands, up, down, I mean...
Yes. Yeah, and it's all depending on the switch sites available to you. And, like a sip and puff is two switch commands. So you could use the sip and puff, to do, your acceleration on a gaming car, like a race car game, acceleration in a turn, and if you have a different switch site, then you could do the other turn.
Well, I know we had some blind users who used something like a sip and puff in conjunction with screen reading technology. Have you done any clients or projects like that?
No, not yet. That'd be interesting if anybody's interested in, getting with me on that. I could give you an email address and, we can look at it.
Okay, yeah, I'll let you do contact here in just a minute. What about eye gestures? That's kind of out of your realm because you do have physical switches.
We have what we call a fiber optic switch. And fiber optic, what it's looking for is for a beam to come back at you. And we have set it up like on a pair of glasses or something like that, a fiber optic switch to where the beam will see the white of the eye and the color of the eye, and that distinction would activate a switch, not necessarily for driving, but maybe for,
What about like touch screens where they could look at something and it'd be just like touching it with their finger, but they're actually gazing and setting
right.
a beam?
Like an eye gaze, we don't do any of that. Those guys do that.
Okay, very good. Anything else you want to add here?
I think that pretty much covers
all
us.
All right, well, just give us your contact information okay. So folks can pursue you further.
All right. Email is the best way to do that, and that's info, I-N-F-O, at ASL-INC.com.
Okay, so I assume a lot of good info on the website, ASL-Inc.com.
That's correct.
Okay. Very good. Thanks a lot for taking a few minutes from ATIA 2010. For Sarah Talk and CMNet Radio, this is Michael Loff.